702.
The Africa Report with Crystal Odison.
8 to 7, and the Africa Report is brought to you by SAA, the ones who fly. SAA's growing route network, now flying to Sao Paulo, Brazil, your gateway to South America. Crystal Odison, a very good morning to you. Let's catch up with news from the continent. Let's maybe hop next door in Mozambique. Opposition there up in arms following protests. I think 2 dead over the election results.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. So on Friday, the main opposition, RENAMO, took to the streets across the country. They are angry about the recent local government election held earlier in October. Now, the ruling Frelimo won 64 out of the 65 local municipalities, and RENAMO is saying this cannot be, and they say they've literally been cheated. And so a parallel vote count by some local observer groups had indicated that RENAMO had in fact won some cities like Maputo, Nampula. This of course cannot be independently verified because the election body is saying, well, no such thing. The ruling party won 64. So this is becoming problematic, Bongani, because if you do think in the last local election, RENAMO actually won some major seats. And so there's just real concern that there's been just absolutely mass rigging, and the opposition party is basically saying that the ruling party wants to take the country back to war, and they are refusing to accept the results. They say they won't retreat. They also planning several other protest march. We already see, as you mentioned, some people died. There's also been several people arrested. People have been injured. And one cannot forget the history of this country, Bongani, because we know that Frelimo and RENAMO, they fought a bitter war, a bloody civil war, in fact, from the 1970s to the mid-1990s. And there's also been several disputes about election results in the past. So this, I think, is going to bring some, you know, uncertainty in the and hostility in the country, because RENAMO is not going to give up this fight because they literally feel they've been cheated out of an election.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to rig an election, you could do it a little bit more, I don't know, with a bit more sophistication, right? 64 out of 65 seats, and you think no one is going to bat an eyelid. It is, of course, a concerning story because, goodness me, we all remember just how bitter that war was between RENAMO and Frelimo. So hopefully sense will prevail. Let's talk now about a royal visit to Kenya, King Charles.
Yes, so King Charles and Queen Camilla touched down in Kenya. They started their official visit in that country. It's, of course, the first visit to a Commonwealth country since the king ascended to that throne in September. But already we see widespread calls, especially from the Kenyan Human Rights Commission, urging the king to issue a public apology over British abuse during the colonial period. Now, officially, the trip by the king and the queen is billed as an opportunity to look to the future. And I actually received a statement from a local organization in Kenya. Today, the focus will be on opening of a new library. It's also, you know, speaking to young people. There's a big focus on highlighting the strong relationship between Kenya and the UK. Of course, Kenya is celebrating 60 years of independence in December, but we do know that between 1952 and 1960, a colonial like brutal fighting broke out, and there was a state of emergency in response to a particular uprising, and it's estimated that thousands were killed. And so this is the Human Rights Commission saying is important for the king to acknowledge that what we hear from the palace, of course, that look, they are here to visit. It's a very important visit. They're also going to, focus on technology. And they said that the king will take time to, as they say, deepen his understanding of the wrongs suffered by Kenya during colonial rule. So that's officially what the palace is saying. We'll have to see. It's quite a long visit. It's 4 days, Bongani. And, you know, palace again is saying that Kenya has a special relationship because in 1952, Queen Elizabeth, after hearing the death of her father, King George, of course, after that, you know, she became Queen, and you know, we saw a long legacy of Queen Elizabeth. So interesting. In Kenya, we don't know if there's going to be any protests, but we do know Kenya doesn't tolerate any protests. So I'm sure the visit will go fairly well, Bongani. I think we are going to watch whether the king is going to say anything around what happened there in the past and what kind of message could potentially come from him now that he's ascended to the throne. And of course, we also know what's happening in the Caribbean, Bongani. You know, the Caribbean countries are saying, actually, we want to remove the king as the head of the country. So that is quite a big issue in the Caribbean. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how the monarchy responds to Kenya and that calls for an apology.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be an interesting one. Of course, you mentioned the tail end of colonial rule in Kenya. The Mau Mau uprising is what most, I suppose, easily comes to mind. And just making sure that there was at least the end of colonial rule. And that came with a particular brutality at that time. And so the pressure on these British royals to apologize or at least to acknowledge that kind of brutality is going to be something interesting to see. And as you've pointed out, even in the Caribbean, perhaps ties with the colonial past are not as romantic for the people who are colonized as they may seem for the UK. Crystal Alderson with this morning's Apple.